Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. One of the fun things I get to do in my position is visit a lot of places where smart kids get lessons, and sometimes like gifted and talented kids, and sometimes just really special schools. And one of the places I got to visit was the Davidson Institute in Reno, Nevada. And that is an awesome place. It's been set up by the Davidsons, who made a lot of money in educational software and then invested that in a bunch of educational projects, among which the Davidson Institute, where profoundly gifted kids come together. They've got an awesome program with differentiation and kids from all over the world. Like, parents move to Reno to put their kids in that school. And, you know, they give an insane amount of differentiation that, you know, kids can do university courses, you know, by the time they're 14 or 15, and they're really, really challenged. One of the challenges that I ran into there, because I was asking, like, what kind of care do you provide? What kind of support do these kids need? And they were talking about, like, one of the things that sometimes goes wrong or that we struggle with is that some of these kids will become so perfectionistic, they will have such a high bar that they will actually freeze, that they will actually get stuck, and they will stop handing in homework. Like, they have so much challenge in just being happy with the level that they're at, because it's awesome what they're doing. And so one of the things that I see with smart people and smart kids in general is that they judge themselves based on the best they have ever done instead of the best they can do in that situation. And the same goes for you as a parent. So what do I mean? Like, let's take the example of you as a parent. You have an idea of how, for instance, you know, patient you should be with your kids. You should not lose your temper. You should not, you know, give them too much screen time. And obviously, you know, there have been days when you've been able to go out with your kids and maybe, you know, spend the entire day outside. And, you know, that's all awesome. But, you know, I was talking yesterday about our daughter, you know, falling and getting stitches in her head that, you know, ended up with her spending a night at the hospital. And in the hospital, they have the protocol where every couple of hours she had to be woken up to check if she was still coherent and if everything, you know, was still going all right. And obviously it was good if one of the parents, and I was a happy volunteer, would be there in that process. Well, you can imagine how much sleep I got last night. It's not brilliant. And so if I were to judge myself today on the things that I'm doing based on, you know, my best day ever, that's not realistic on, you know, I don't know, 4 hours of sleep or something. So I still have to maintain my standards. I mean, I shouldn't yell at my kids and I don't hit them and stuff like that. But I will be less patient. I will have, you know, less time for endless debates, or I might cut them off faster or stuff like that. And that is okay. You should judge yourself based on the best you can do in that situation. You know, if an athlete is working out and they have a fever, then they're not going to try to run a personal record, because that is not what their body is capable of then. You know, the best they can do in that situation might be a recovery workout. So how can we introduce that, you know, in you towards you as a parent? How can we introduce that, you know, in your kids towards your kids? That they say, given the situation, maybe you didn't have the ideal teammate to work with. Or maybe this is a subject, you know, you're not really well at. Maybe you didn't sleep really well. Maybe you weren't prepared. And what can you learn from this to do better next time? But how can you have a realistic assessment of yourself? So tomorrow we're actually going to continue with this theme, and we're going to distinguish between healthy and unhealthy perfectionism. And yeah, talking about a game you can win, right? So review for yourself. Is there a situation where you are judging yourself based on kind of like a theoretical best you could be, but where you're not taking into account the actual situation that's going on at that moment? Reflect on that. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.